This is attorney Larry Rowe. Question: why would you take a local auto crash case to a huge out-of-state law firm? Be smart, stay local, and visit me at LarryLRowe.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 580 WCHS, its employees, or WVRC Media. 580 Live is presented by Thornhill Automotive and is broadcast live from the Parmar Stores studio. From the studios of West Virginia Radio Corporation, the country, the United States of America, the state, West Virginia, the city, Charleston. This is 580 Live, and your host of 580 Live.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
He's kind of a big deal.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Dave Allen.
Hey, folks, good Friday morning to you. It's 580 Live from the Parmar Store Studio, the voice of Charleston WCHS. Here's my name. The hotline is 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. The boss, Dale Cooper, serving as our producer today. I understand that Caitlin is actually feeling better, and Caitlin will probably be back to work on Monday. She'll actually be back over the weekend doing her weekend stuff, but she'll be back producing the show on Monday. Yes, there will be a 580 Live on Monday. It's a holiday. It's West Virginia Day. Of course, today is the observance of Juneteenth, and we're going to talk about both those holidays a little bit later on. Jim Strawn is here. It's Friday, so that means we talk live on the levee with Jimbo. He'll be in the second segment of the show. We'll get to that. Plus, the return of comedian BT, who's been away on assignment for several months. BT is back with us, too. I don't know what that assignment is, but we'll find out for BT coming up a little bit later on. Got some things we want to get into with him as well. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text, 304-935-5008. But before we get to that, it's a segment we do every Friday. It is our 580 Live Taylor Books Adopt Me Please Pet of the Week, sponsored by the folks at Taylor Books. And we bring Hannah in this morning. Hannah, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing fine. Thank you so much. And Hannah, it's from the Kanawha Charleston Humane Association, and we're going to talk about Brennan. Brennan is the dog's name. Now, Brennan is 5 years old, came in as a stray, and as always, the picture of Brennan is posted on Facebook at Dave Allen Radio, and it's also on at Dave870 on Twitter. So you take it from there, kid. Tell us about Brennan.
Yeah, so he is, like you said, he's 5 years old. He is fully sponsored. He is a really playful dog. He walks well on a leash. From what I hear, he walks like a dream on the leash. but he is a bit of a climber, so he just loves people, so he's got to get out and see them.
So would you say that Brennan would make a good family dog? Does he appear to be okay around kids, and how is he with other animals and things of that nature?
Yeah, he hasn't given us any red flags or anything around kids. Of course, we always advise caution with any dog.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But he hasn't shown any red flags. He seems to do really well. He prefers playful dogs, so he definitely is good with other dogs. He just prefers the more playful one.
Mm-hmm.
And he does need a lot of exercise, so maybe somebody with like a good yard he can run around in. And he is a social butterfly, so he loves people.
What kind of dog is Brennan? In the picture, he kind of looks like he may be a little bit of a mix. You're the dog expert. What kind of dog is he?
Yeah, he's definitely a harder one to tell like what he is. He's a bigger dog, so I think he... Oh, let me look. I think we have him at about like 70-something pounds, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe right under 80. He's a bigger dog, but he almost reminds me of like a Dane kind of in the face and the body, but he's definitely something else because he's smaller than what the average Dane is. So, you know, he's very pretty, and he's tan, but he's got like a little bit of black and white spread out throughout his body, and then he's got the big black on his nose and on his ears.
Well, he's a beautiful dog. I mean, and again, we have his picture posted on the Facebook page, Dave Allen Radio, and it's also on Twitter at Dave870. He's an absolutely beautiful dog. But again, the thing about Brennan is that you need to know is that he's going to have a place, as you said. It's got a pretty sturdy fence. That's the way that I described it in the description on social media, because he does like to claim, not that he's a bad dog, but I think the way that you described him to me was you said, well, he loves people so much that he wants to go find people. And if he sees people, he's going to make a run for it. Is that a pretty fair assessment, Hannah?
Yes, yes, yes. So he definitely needs somebody that has like a good, tall, sturdy fence.
Yeah, and probably somebody, it'd be ideal if somebody that had a big yard or maybe even lived out in the country a little bit. I mean, you said he does well on a leash, but a dog that big is going to be a little difficult to handle no matter how calm they are.
Yeah, and definitely if you are outside with him and you don't have a really, really tall fence, I would definitely make sure that you're supervising him if you're leaving him out there for a while. Other than that, he's a great dog.
And I will say this, we never want to discourage anybody from adopting any of their animals that we feature each Friday, Hannah, but if you're going to get the dog and you're going to chain the dog up, leave the dog in the shelter. I mean, just simply don't do that. That's just not cool.
Mm-hmm.
We had a text here, and I don't think we got a chance to cover this yet. I do have it in my notes that says, is he fixed? He is not yet. Is that right?
Right. He is not yet. They are doing a bunch of them today. I'm not sure if he's included in that or not, but if he isn't, he will be before he leaves.
Have they told him that?
Get him on the surgery schedule.
Have they told him that he may be fixed today? Welcome to the weekend, Brennan.
Nope.
They're going to sneak it up on him. But he is fully sponsored, as up in the description, so he's free. He's free to a good home.
Yes, and he's ready. He's ready for a good home.
Yeah. I've got comedian BT, Hannah, who I don't think that you have had an opportunity to meet. BT is going to be in a little bit later on in the show as we kind of have a little fun on some things on Friday. And BT's quite the animal lover. He's not been around on Friday since we've started doing the segment. He's sitting across from me right now, and he's already said that he wants Brennan.
Well, tell him to come up.
All right, BT.
I can get him.
BT.
With the other animals, make sure that's cool.
And how many animals do you have, BT?
I guess I should also tell you.
Okay, go ahead.
That we're having, we're doing. I don't know if you've seen it on our Facebook or not. The slumber potty is what we're doing, basically. So anybody can foster a adoptable available animal.
Okay, perfect.
Just take it home for a night or two and see, you know, how it does. You can keep it. You can bring it back. It gets them out of the shelter for a little bit. Gets them some outside views, some free time.
Okay, well, there you go. And that was going to be my next question. I always like to give you an opportunity to not just talk about our animal, our Adopt Me Please Pet of the Week, but also what else is going on at the shelter. So you got that going on. What else is happening at the shelter right now?
We're currently still having our specials going on, where it's anywhere from 25 to 50% off. You spin the wheel that we have up front, and you can get 25, you can get 30, you can get 50% off of any adoptable animal.
Well, and BT had told me when we were talking earlier, and it's probably a better thing that he's not here on Fridays, you know, because he'll just want to take them all home. And sometimes we do have the animals actually come in studio, but this morning we opted, you know, to just have Ann on the phone because I know she's very busy up there. Okay, Brennan is our dog. Again, he's around 5 years old. He's not fixed yet. But he may be on the, is it bad to say on the chopping block? Is that not politically correct to say that?
Oh, right.
Yeah. So he may be, but he is free to a good home. You said he's a pretty big dog. You need to have somebody that has got a yard and definitely a sturdy fence, but he's a good dog, not mean in any way. He seems to do well with others. He loves to play, be a great pet for somebody. So, go check him out. The picture is on Dave Allen Radio on Facebook and at Dave A70 on Twitter. Hey, Hannah, as always, it is a pleasure to have you with us, and thanks a lot. Give us the details on the big events you've got going on up there before we let you go.
We have the special going on, which is 25 to 50% off, and then we also have the foster me for a night or two. You can come up and you can actually walk through and just pick whoever you want to foster, as long as they are somebody that we can allow to have fostered out.
All right, Hannah, I appreciate you, and we will talk to you again next week. And by the way, I got to throw this out there before we let you go. The dog that we had on last week's show was adopted over the weekend.
Yes.
So we got a pretty good success rate going with these getting these dogs adopted. I mean, somebody asked me yesterday how we were doing. I say, well, if I had to guess, put a number on, I'd say we're about, what, 85-90% successful in getting these animals adopted somewhere in that neighborhood?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
All right. All right, Hannah, we'll talk to you soon. Talk to you next Friday, as a matter of fact. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Again, Brennan is our dog. He's 5 years old, pretty good-sized dog. The only knock on Brennan is he does like to climb, and he does like to jump and like to escape a little bit, but just because he's friendly, man. He wants to hang out with people. He is our 580 Live Taylor Books Adopt Me Please Pet of the Week, sponsored by Taylor Books. Taylor Books with thousands of books for all ages, plus fine art, craft gallery, live music from time to time, and more. For more information, you can visit taylorbooks.com or simply stop by and see him, 226 Capitol Street in downtown Charleston. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5050. 5858 Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. 580 Live brought to you in part by the Thornhill Auto Group, including Thornhill GM Superstore and the Thornhill Motor Mile. Come tag your ride, shop all qualifying offers, and get to know the new Buicks and GMCs at thornhillgmsuperstore.com. We are professional grade. The always professional Jim Strawn, talking live on the levee, plus comedian BT is here, and Dale Cooper too. I'm Dave Allen. This is 580 Live on the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses. Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses care for your family.
Spring is in the air, and at Thornhill GM Superstore, we have your cure for spring fever. It's a sport utility spring at Thornhill. Hey, it's Sydney inviting you to find new roads to the Thornhill Motor Mile and get you a new 2022 Chevy Equinox with 0% APR for 16 months or $1,000 cash allowance. Or a new 2022 Chevy Trailblazer with 1.9% APR for 60 months. Life is better in a Chevy SUV. Find out why and tag your new SUV at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com or in person, US 119 Chapmanville. The road to total savings starts with Thornhill.
Must qualify through GM Financial. See Thornhill for all details.
Some X's are a real pain in the backside, but Omega Commercial Interiors has the X that's all about stress-free comfort. Hi, I'm David McCormick, owner of Omega Commercial Interiors, and I'm talking about the amazing X chair, infinite recline, dynamic variable lumbar support, and available heat and massage make the X chair a customer favorite. Omega Commercial Interiors has X chairs in stock and ready to ship. The X chair is the X you'll love to see every day. Learn more at OmegaCommercialInteriors.com.
Taylor Books, a place of exploration for over 27 years, featuring literature for all ages, fresh food and coffee, fine art and craft gallery, and live music every weekend. The current art exhibit is a retrospective of the 30-year career of Roane County potter Joe Lung, with over 80 examples of his meticulously crafted black and white porcelain pots. June has great live music performers on Friday and Saturday evenings, and Saturday mornings at 10:30, they offer storytime fun, too. See more online at taylorbooks.com.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
It's 580 Live at the Voice of Charleston, WCHS. Dale Cooper at the controls today. If there's not a Parmar store near you now, there will be soon. We do the show each Monday through Friday from the Parmar Store studio. Community BT is here, and it's Friday, and which means Jim Strawn from Live on the Levee.
I am here. With us.
How are you, man?
I'm really, really, really good.
You're really good?
A little chilly, but other than that, I feel great.
Here's the thing about the Parmar Store studio where we do the shows from. It's either 8 or 80. There's no in between.
It's 8 today.
As my good friend, Hall of Fame wrestler Ricky Morton would say, you can hang meat up in here.
Yes.
That's how cold it is right now. But it beats the outdoors.
It beats the alternative. I'd rather be cool than hot.
Well, here's the cool thing about Live on the Levee, no pun intended.
Yes.
Although it feels like a sauna outside right now, there are going to be some areas that are going to get some rain early in the day, from what I understand. Primarily, according to my good friend Brian Hughes, they say primarily south of 64. But one way or the other, whether you get rain or not, it's going to usher in a cold front. And temperatures are going to be really, really comfortable for Live on the Levee tonight.
Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts. Yes, I've heard that as well. So I'm looking forward to an epic weather night. You know, it is a little warm right now, but I think it's going to cool down. We may have a little shower this afternoon. And like you said, even if it doesn't shower, it's going to come in with a nice little cool front, nice little breeze off the majestic Kanawha River tonight. But we are, Dave, in season 18, week number 4 of the Moses Otter Group Live on the Levee. Special night tonight, although every Friday night to me is special. This is Foot Mad Night, Friends of Old Time Music and Dance. Foot Mad. It's also part of Festival. 6:30, taking center stage on the Schoenbaum stage, will be Minor Swing, a trio. They play a little violin. They have a gypsy jazz style. I love their – I've heard them many, many, many times. They're local group, trio, Minor Swing, gypsy jazz, kind of made popular in France and in the 20s and 1930s. And so they play a pretty eclectic set for about an hour. They'll play from 6:30 to 7:30 and then 7:45 for two 45-minute sets because it's Foot Mad night. And Foot Mad went out and collaborated. I got to get this in. Foot Mad went out and got some financial assistance from the West Virginia Department of Arts, Culture, and History, and along with the National Endowment for the Arts, which was approved by the West Virginia Commission on the Arts. So there's lots of collaboration with Foot Mad and Festival and Live on Levy in the city of Charleston, and we're bringing in a Grammy Award-winning Ranky Tanky from Charleston, South Carolina. They're a quintet. They got just a timeless music born from like a southeastern sea island sound, very rhythmic, very bluesy, very soulful, smooth harmonies, great. They've got a couple of number one tunes out there, and they won a Grammy. I forget what they won the Grammy for, but they describe themselves as a Grammy award winning quintet. So I look forward to some nice drums and some percussion, some great vocals. They have some wind sounds as well. There's some guitars in there. Just a little plug, you maybe can listen to them right here on this station about 5:30 this evening. I think Weekly's going to have them on before they go on at 7:45. When you know what's going on with them, it just always fascinates me. Their flight got canceled yesterday, and they rented a couple of vans, and they're on their way from Charleston, South Carolina, via vehicles today. The show must go on, as you well you know that, Dave.
Oh yeah, the show must go on no matter what. You got to get there.
They'll be here. So they'll be here. I look forward to it. It should be just a great night. Foot Mad always does a great job, and we always the great fun that we have still yet for the great causes. We help RCCR, Work Sullivan, Sojourner Shelter, Man a Meal, Covenant House. I don't know the charity tonight, but I do know that we've raised about $112,000 the past 17 seasons plus. The previous 3 weeks of this year. So that's really fantabulous. What we do is we sell 50-50 tickets, and we do a little drawing about 8:35. Usually have a couple kids on stage that draw out the tickets, read the numbers for us. And last week, we sold about $900 worth of tickets, about $450 in the pot. Linda Snediger, who's a regular at her and her husband, Archie Snediger, who's the pastor at Calvary Baptist on the west side, they want it. She want it. She comes all the way down. I hand her the money. She said, "Jim, just give it right back to the Covenant House." Isn't that sweet, Linda?
That's good stuff.
We appreciate you, Linda. So it's a feel-good thing down there. We got plenty of food vendors down there. The city's done a remarkable job getting a lot of eclectic, different types of food down there. About 20 vendors will be set up, food vendors. We'll have sponsors down there. We'll have adult beverages. We'll have regular beverages. We'll have plenty of ways you can hydrate if you eat hot. It's just a lot down there. It's really super fun. People just love the vibe, and I love the vibe, and it's just a good feel-good thing. So much going on with that. I mean, this is also part of Festival. There's just something. I finally, last night I was at Art Walk, and I had to miss Rolls on the River. I had to miss Rolls on the River because I had Art Walk, and I have responsibility there. Mm-hmm. Normally, you don't have to pick and choose where to go in this town, but right now you have to pick and choose.
Yeah.
Ball game, Art Walk, do this, Rolls on the River, Levy, plays, different festivals, just got it going on. And then when that's over, boom, we have the regatta. And then I think we're keeping the things going all summer. I mean, I know the Levy's going till September 2nd, but I think it's going to be a fantabulous summer. And it's not really officially summer yet? Is that
no,
right, Dave?
No, I don't think so.
It feels a little summery outside.
Yeah. But it's going to be a lot better tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be nice tonight.
So and the reason I bring that up, Jimmy, is because we don't want people to sit back and think, man, this has been like a sauna this week. I'm not going to go down there and sweat, even if you do hydrate with some, as you said, adult beverages or regular beverages, whatever you choose.
Right.
But it's going to be, the meteorologists tell us by this evening, it's going to be a lot cooler. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, as a matter of fact.
The humidity's really dropping. It's maybe even to the late 70s with low humidity, nice breeze off the river. I know down there when it's hot. My mother, 84, has a hard time coming down when it's sweltering because it's a concrete jungle down there.
Yeah, it
literally
is
concrete jungle. And so that really makes your butt a little hotter, too, because you're sitting on that concrete.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be a spectacular night. Speaking of spectacular, epic nights, I just got a recap of last Friday night with John Ingram. I mean, he just slays it every year now with these tribute bands. But we did a tribute to David Bowie last Friday, and we had a really interesting, I don't know if I even caught his name, but Minka, he was from Philadelphia, and I introduced him at 6:30. I go up and I'm walking around up there talking to the vendors, and someone walks up to me and goes, Jimmy, it's only 6:40, and he's dancing in his underwear. And I went, what? And I went down there, and there he was with his gold lame on and his gold lame cape, and he was very, very, very entertaining. But I don't think I've ever seen anybody dance in gold lame underwear at 6:40 at night. I mean, it was 10 minutes into the show.
You didn't grow up in my neighborhood.
Okay, right. Yeah, so you're used to it. But it was very entertaining, and then John, like I said, just always does a super job, and we ended the night with a little fashion show down there on the stage. It was spectacular. I want to call it epic. The very first Live on Levee, we had a threat of weather, rain. Didn't happen last week. People thought it might shower. It didn't shower. So I think we have a pretty good track record of, okay, I'm just going to not let it rain at Riverfront Park. It might rain everywhere else, but it's not going to rain down there. And it's just been a super year so far. And it's really only week 4 of 15, season 18, the Moses Auto Group Live on the Levee. Special thanks to not only Moses, but Lou Wendell Marine really stepped up this year. Brewer and Company always with us. My company's proud to support it. And a couple of media stations, television stations, and, of course, West Virginia Radio Corporation and Talk Radio 58.
Well, Coop was down there last week.
Oh, he did a great job. Yeah, it was fun.
Coop, you want to weigh in on this?
I love John Ingram and what he does with his tributes. I don't want to call them cover bands because he's not a cover band.
They're
a tribute band. He's a tribute band. And it's a different flavor than covers because they don't try to mimic everything that the artist did. They put their own interpretation on it because they're accomplished artists in their own rights. And so hearing different arrangements for some of these things I think are great. I'm a big Bowie fan, so I was really interested to hear they did like some of the techno Bowie. They did I'm Afraid of Americans, which is wasn't one of his more popular songs. And it was from Trent Reznor produced it. I mean, it was a little different type of song for them to do live, but they did an amazing job on it. Plus all the classic hits that you'd expect to hear, Life from Mars and things like that, and some Sound and Vision, and of course Fashion. It was a really great show, diverse off of his catalog. I made a recommendation through Adam Harris at Mountain Stage to whisper in John's ear. I would love to hear him do a Wings tribute from Paul McCartney and Wings. Not the Beatles. Everybody does the Beatles, right?
Yeah.
But imagine mixing in a couple of Beatles songs with Wings, the sound from the 70s. I think John would knock that out of the park. I think it'd be awesome.
Good call, Coop. Didn't think about that.
We'll have to make a note of that. So,
well, I mean, if Coop whispered it into Adam's ear, that's really we're done. That's all we need to
do. I didn't mean for it to be a whisper, but Adam told me later that he related to John. So if it happens, I'll take credit.
Absolutely, you will. I love it. Great call.
I want to ask you about this FootMat organization that you talked about. I mean,
they've been around for many years. Again, it's an acronym: Friends of Old Time Music and Dance. So it's really some Appalachian heritage. It's some flat footing. It's some bluegrass. It's American folk. And tonight, I think they're mixing all that with a little R&B and a little soul and a little island sound. They're just a great group. They have a FootMad series. And that usually starts in the fall, and it's like these other series where they might bring in, four or five folks from around the globe, and they put these on, and they usually have different venues that they have these at. Sometimes they partner with the University of Charleston, sometimes they partner with Alban Theater, sometimes they partner with just different theaters, but they do a nice job bringing in some music you might not. They might not be real popular, but they're talented and they're great, and they have always a great sound, and it's a good group. FootMad.
All right.
Becky Park. I mean, Becky Park is kind of the agent there, and I think a lot of us know Andy and Becky Park, and Donna's the president right now, and they worked hard getting some financial assistance, like I said earlier, from the Department of Arts and Culture, and they collaborated with festivals like, this will be great for us. And so we say this every week too, there's lots of things happening behind the scenes, and the collaboration for not just Live on Levee, but everything that happens in this town is just not one organization working isolated. They work hand in glove Foot Mad worked with Festival. Festival works with the city. The city works with, you know, everybody else, and just, you know, Sudimo and how it all comes together. I'm fascinated by the pieces of the puzzle that come together by 6:30 on at Haddad Riverfront Park on Friday nights. I know I say it every week, but I do marvel at how things come together. And I don't want people to think you just wiggle your nose and these things are happening. There's a lot of work behind the scenes, gang.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, before we let you go, I know we don't like to look too far ahead, but I had an opportunity last night to talk to one of the people that's going to be playing here pretty soon, Kate Boytek. I don't have the date right in front of me, but she's coming here in a couple of weeks with one of the acts. And Kate is an old friend of mine from Logan County. She's in Nashville right now. But she's going to be coming up, and I've already made arrangements not to cut in on your time.
Well, I was going to say, we'll try to get her in?
She's going to be on the show. Yeah, she's definitely going
to
be on the show.
I'd love to do those. Yeah. Like I said earlier, we're trying to, you know, Ranky Tanky is scheduled to be on with Weekly this afternoon. So far, so good. But yeah, we love the musicians to come
anytime
in.
Anytime that they're in town,
anytime
I mean,
I don't have to babble, that's a great thing.
It's good stuff. All right, give us the acts again tonight. Go ahead.
The acts again, 6:30, Minor Swing, Little Gypsy Jazz. They'll play for 60 minutes. 7:45, taking center stage, Grammy Award-winning Ranky Tanky. They'll play till 8:30. We'll take a little break, give away some money, make some announcements. 8:45, they go back on, and they'll play till about 9:30, 9:35 or so. Great night down at Haddad Riverfront Park. It is season 18, week number 4 of the Moses Auto Group, live on the levee. Come down. You don't want to miss it.
Going to be a great time.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you,
all
Dave.
Right. And speaking, let me get this in here about Festival. I was looking at their schedule of events in addition to the concert night. They also, 10 this morning, just down the street from us here at the Kanawha United Presbyterian Church, they're having a quilt show where they got quilts on display out there. So if you're a quilt person,
I need one right now, be honest with you.
Yeah, we're going to get you out of here because Jimmy's freezing to death in this meat locker.
In my cold LeMay underwear.
I don't need to hear it.
We won't go there.
All right, Jim.
See you next week, brother.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jim Strong from Live on the Levee. It is going to be a great, great time and some great music tonight. 580 Live brought to you in part by Hussons. The June special of the month at Hussons is a large pepperoni pizza with cheese sticks, only $19.99. To order online for takeout or delivery or to find your nearest Hussons Pizza location, go to HussonsPizza.com. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. Dale Cooper is our producer today. Comedian BT is here. The three of us and you. Coming up from the Parmar Store Studio, it's 580 Live at the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses.
Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses have been creating jobs in West Virginia since 1997.
Out with the old, in with the new. Your fresh start is waiting this spring on the Thornhill Motor Mile. Spring into savings at Thornhill GM Superstore and tag your new 2022 Buick SUV.
Featuring Encore, Encore GX, Envision, and Enclave.
With available 0% APR on these and most GMC models.
For well-qualified buyers.
Swing into spring with safety, performance, and luxury for all lifestyles. Well-equipped with our Thornhill Value Plus warranty. Long-term coverage plus. Tag your ride. Shop all qualifying offers and get to know the new Buick and GMC at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com. We are professional grade.
For qualified GM financial, see Thornhill for all details.
If you're not satisfied with your current pharmacy, then check out RX by Tel on Charleston's west side. Of course, they'll fill your prescriptions the old-fashioned way, but they also have RX by Pack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple daily doses, perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions, eliminating possibilities for serious errors. No longer will you need to spend hours every week filling your pill binder. RX by Tel does that for free with RX by Pack. Visit RX by Tel on the west side today. They're your neighborhood pharmacy.
Trading in your business fleet or personal vehicle for a new one? Donate your used vehicle to Good News Mountaineer Garage and get the best tax deduction possible and the satisfaction of knowing your donation changed the life of someone in need. Good News Mountaineer Garage repairs donated vehicles and provides them to qualified West Virginia families, giving them access to employment, safe, affordable housing, health care, and other vital necessities, and putting them on the road to economic independence. Call 1-866-GIVE-CAR today for Good News Mountaineer Garage. 866-GIVE-CAR.
It's back. Incova Insurance presents the Charleston Sternwheel Regatta. Concerts, carnival rides, sternwheel boat races, and more. June 30th through July 4th, bring the family to the Kanawha River in downtown Charleston. Something for everyone with activities for all ages. Plus live music with the Temptations and Four Tops. And Martina McBride. Plus fireworks on Saturday and Monday, June 30th through July 4th. You got a regatta at the Charleston Sternwheel Regatta. Don't miss it.
presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
24 minutes away from 10, Friday edition of 580 Live from the Parmar Store Studio. If there's not a Parmar Store near you now, there will be soon. Zero's Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy Text, 304-935-500. Dale Cooper is our producer today. Comedian BT is here. And if you're not satisfied with the current pharmacy, check out RX Bytel on the west side of Charleston. Ask about their RX Bypacks. Those are pre-filled pouch systems which divide up your prescription doses perfectly as prescribed by your doctor. RX Bytel on the west side, they are your neighborhood pharmacy. BT making his long-awaited return to 580 Live on Friday. Good morning, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You know, it's always evident when Coop is producing the show because the bump music just hits a little closer to home for me.
Caitlin tends to have a theme every month. We did country, and I don't have any say so in it at all. I've complained to her, and she just looks at me. So I'm like, okay, all right, whatever.
She does great. Don't get me wrong.
She has a theme.
Coop has a way of making me feel youthful. Yeah. With some of the
Caitlin has an old soul with a lot of her music. I give her credit that she really digs and finds things way out of her demo range. But yeah, I mean, BT, I'm just hitting on eighties rap right now, which you know, BT and I went to junior high together, so that's some of the stuff that we were probably listening to when
it's
our parents were exactly.
Did you two, I think we've discussed this before, did you two actually know each other in
Yeah, we were friendly, not best of friends, but we were friendly in junior high.
I mean, go ahead. After when we ran into each other here, we were like, oh hey
we know each other, right yeah. Hornets.
Okay, what school was this?
Hayes.
Back when they were junior highs.
Yeah.
I went to a junior high. Yeah. We actually had two junior highs in Logan at the time. We had Logan East and Logan Central, but now they're combined as Logan Middle School. So
it's power in numbers.
Yeah, I guess. And then there's not as many as there used to. I think there's three in the county now. There were several when I was a young kid of a boy. I asked BT to come on this morning. Of course, BT's on. He and Amanda, I bring him in from time to time. Amanda's going to be back with us real soon. And I hope you'll oblige us on this just for a moment. I want to talk about the passing of a true radio icon, Jay Nunley. Now, I first met Jay in 10th grade, speaking of Logan. He's an L.A. boy. We met in 10th grade. We had a high school radio station, which is still on. Actually, it's a television station now. It's not radio anymore. It's television, WLHS, Logan High School. And Jay and I had a shift there. It wasn't a class. We gave up study hall back when they used to have them. I don't know. Maybe they still have those. I don't know. But it wasn't a graded class. So if you wanted to go be on the radio, you just gave up your free time and you went and did it. And Jay and I did that together. We both went into radio professionally. I went to WLOG in Logan, which is no longer in existence. He went to WVOW. We went to Marshall together around the same time, Jay worked a few stints here in the Valley. He was in Huntington at the old WAMX in Huntington for a while. That was later. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now
he started out
at the old WAMX, which is now 93.7. It's now a country station, but it was a rock station at the time. He was there. He did a couple of stints where you did over in, and I did over in St. Albans at Rock 105. He was there, but then he went out to seek his fortune. Jay was in Peoria, Illinois for a while. He was in Nashville. Hartford, Connecticut, and I may have left out a couple of places, but he was back in the Charleston area, and I was working as the program director at WVOW in Logan, 2010-ish, something like that, and was doing a live broadcast from the famed Basden Brothers Hardware. The big ugly one is what they call it. And the Basden Brothers is still there. I was doing a live broadcast from there. And Jay's dad, the late Ken Nunley, super, super guy. Ken came in and we were just kind of talking. And I asked him how Jay was doing. He said, well, Jay would love to come home. And I said, home meaning what? And he said, because when you live that radio life, what is home? Home is a suitcase, you know. He said, no. He said he wants to come back to Logan. And it just so happened that our news director at the time, another legend in broadcasting who we lost a couple of years ago, Bob Wisner, Bob was looking at retiring. And I had this wild idea, and people told me I was crazy, that I'm going to take this wild rock and roll guy, because that's pretty much what Jay did, was rock and roll, and he lived the rock and roll lifestyle
Jay
for sure.
Taught me how to have a good time on the radio.
And so we hired him to do news, and he was the news director at WVOW. He totally changed. I mean, you know, his style, his, you know, personality. As I said, he was a rock jock. I mean, and we'll talk about some of the things that Jay did on the air that got him national attention, literally national attention. But Jay came in as the news director in 2010, 2011, somewhere through there, and that's when we first launched the website, which was, you know, a new thing for down there. He left them, I think, last year, around this time, maybe last year, to go into the ministry. He became a Presbyterian minister of two churches, one in Logan and one in Gilbert, which is in Mingo County. And Jay had a lot of health issues. I'm not sure what month Jay was born, so he was either, he's my age, we graduated together. He was either 51 or 52. I'll be 52 later this year. But Jay passed yesterday at Logan Regional Medical Center. A true legend.
Big Papa.
Big Jay. Papa Jay was what he was known as when he was here in the Valley. And like a lot of us in radio, he used a lot of different names. He was Jay Parker for a while when he was at Huntington.
And if he cared anything about you, you had at least 7-8 nicknames.
Oh, yeah. None of which we could say on the air.
Right.
Because
they all had F in somewhere. Yeah. But, I mean, that was his way of saying,
and,
I love you.
So. And you worked. You worked with Jay
very
in Charleston.
Closely.
All right, so
shared billboards, shared the morning show. I mean, he taught me how to have a good time on the radio.
Yeah, and Jay lived life to the fullest, man. That's one way to, even when he was doing news, and even as a Presbyterian minister, I would message him back and forth on Facebook. We would talk from time to time. And last time I talked to him was a couple of weeks ago, and he was in the hospital. He actually got released from the hospital, but then had to go back, and he didn't check out the final time. And and even then, it was like nothing had changed, but he made me a better person. I mean, from the time we met in 10th grade, and then we kept in touch no matter where he was on the radio around the country. And then, you know, he ends up working for me he was my employee. I hired him, you know, which was kind of weird, but he had a lot of stories. Most 50% were true, but that's okay because he's a radio guy.
And Jay never wanted to be the boss. He wanted to make money doing what he did.
Yeah. And, but some of the things, and Coop, I don't know, you probably didn't, I know you didn't work together.
Right.
But, I mean, if you're in radio in West Virginia, you knew Jay.
Yeah.
You knew the name.
Yeah. I know Jay, not personally like a lot of my coworkers do. You and BT, of course, Spike Nesmith had some very nice things to say about him. I came up under different tutelage, I guess, or among different people. But, yeah, by reputation, definitely.
Yeah. But
was the mastermind behind the divorce.
I was going to say, that was
what was huge.
All right, you were there at the time, right?
Yeah, I was the web designer at the time.
Okay,
and I made a graphic, and as soon as we posted that on our website that we were giving away a divorce, we had like a million hits.
That got
within like a week.
That got
ridiculous.
I mean, and I want you to tell the whole story about that because that's a legendary. That got national attention. I mean,
I think Rusty Webb is still doing that promotion.
He was on. I mean, Jay was on the news in Los Angeles and New York.
We had people calling from Tokyo
asking about.
It was
tell us the story about giving the divorce away on the air. How did it come about?
Jay was kind of always the counterculture when it came to radio. A lot of the imaging that we did was kind of like, you know, if you're not cool enough to listen to us, then don't. I mean, those weren't the exact words, but you get kind of where I'm coming from. You know, a lot of the attitude that he had was just straight on rock attitude, which is a lot of where that he was the one that actually proposed the Everything That Rocks thing that they've stayed with for whatever. But he came up with the idea, and everyone, of course, jumped on board like, that's insane, but let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty insanely successful. We had thousands of applicants, people from like around the country and around the world were trying to get involved in the contest to try and win. It was like,
I did not realize I wasn't here at the time in the Charleston market. I was in Logan. I didn't realize, though, that Rusty Webb was the attorney.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
And I'm almost 100% positive he still owns that promotion.
He does. We had a it got shelved because of some unforeseen events that took place. But at one point in time, it looked like that we were going to provide a divorce to a couple that got married during another one of our promotions that we had at the ballpark one time. We were going to try
circle.
We were going to try to book into the thing, and some stuff fell through. I think they still, unfortunately, got a divorce. But if you can monetize it, then why not?
Yeah. And they were giving away like $10,000 in legal fees to like get you to, and so many people had compelling stories, like still living in the same house, raising the same children together, and Like, we just never split up because we didn't have
Well, I was going to ask you, so how
it
did...
Wasn't, it wasn't all, like, hate
how did you choose? I mean...
Oh, man, it's been a while.
I can't remember. I can't remember what that was.
But I'm pretty sure it was one of those couples that had been stuck living together and were raising the kids together and just never had the money to actually make the...
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it wasn't a couple that hated each other. It was just a couple that, you know, obviously split up, didn't have the money to make the right...
Right, to go through the entire process, okay. The other legendary Jay, there were so many legendary Jay stories, and I don't know if you were there, BT, at the time or not, was the Independence Day.
Oh, yeah. Of course I was there. He tried to talk me into doing it.
All right, so explain to Coop. I don't know whether you know about this.
No, I don't know this one.
This is another one that got, that made all, this one may not have been as big as giving away the divorce, but this Jay Nunley bit actually got a lot of trade, print in the trade publications, you know, at the time, Radio and Records, which was a thing at the time, and some of those All Access and some of the insider publications. Tell us, and Coop, we may want to bring this back. Oh, okay, on second thought, we may not. Explain to us, BT, Independence Day.
You know, and he did all the right things by having public officials there, having he had a sheriff there that was giving him breathalyzers periodically.
Okay, what was he doing, though? I mean,
he was drinking all day on the radio.
Uh-huh.
But the Independence part was that he wore an adult diaper.
Yeah, Independence.
So it was about like not going to the bathroom all day, and he got a little bit belligerent.
Yeah, the whole concept was to tell people about drunk driving, though. That wasn't what the whole concept was. So he started drinking at what time in the morning?
I think it was 8 or 9.
8 or 9 o'clock. And he was Jay was a whiskey drinker. He wasn't drinking, you know, watered down beer. He was drinking his trademark Maker's Mark whiskey. And he pounded whiskey all day while on the air. and wore, and because he didn't want to go off the air, wore an adult diaper. Independence Day.
It was insane.
And it got national attention. I mean,
unfortunately, one of the biggest memories that I have of Jay is the weekend after Dale Earnhardt's death.
Yeah,
we were doing morning radio. I was.
This one may still get us in trouble. So let's go easy on this one. So go ahead.
No, I was the traffic guy, and it was raining like really, really bad. So of course, you know, I come in to do my segment. I'm like, hey, be careful. It's messy outside. Don't hurt yourself on your way to work. Immediately followed by Jay going, yeah. Don't pull an Earnhardt on your way to work this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Never answered so many phone calls. There were a few people that were upset.
And he told me that story later. He actually had to have an escort out of the building in St. Albans, in the rock station, which is still there in
St.
Albans.
I've never seen anyone dig themselves out of a hole as well as he did that.
And how did he do it?
I think mostly just by convincing people that he is a compassionate person and that just humor got the best of him that day. I mean, it was a lot of fires to put out.
I can imagine. Hey, you know, with people that have exceptionally quick wits, and I put both of you into that camp. I'm more of a methodical humor guy. Like, I'm the guy
safe though.
Back in junior high, when BT and I was the guy that would come up with a joke 5 minutes later. Like after the moment had moved on, I was like, oh, I got the perfect thing. Oh, it's too late now. I'll just look like a nerd if I say anything now. That was kind of me. But when you're somebody that kind of just goes off the cuff and tries to be funny, sometimes. You don't mean to, but sometimes you'll just and that's off color. It's nothing blue or anything like that. It's just maybe a little bit unfortunate, especially to fans of Earnhardt.
Put your mouth in gear before your brain said, this is not a good idea.
It's easy to do that, I think, when you're just used to going off the cuff and trying to be funny. Yeah, I think it's easy to do that.
Oh, we've all
I've shut down rooms before. I mean, you don't realize these people don't know me. They don't know the sentiment behind.
They don't know your history. They don't know anything else about.
They're like,
you.
Is he just funny or is he like a racist?
Right. Exactly.
This is not.
And actually, that's a good one. Exactly. True.
Yeah, I mean, I came in this morning and was talking to Chris, and Chris has, you know, even though Chris is the one of the premier news people in the entire and has been for some time, but I came in and Chris and I were telling Jay Nunley stories because he knew Jay very well as I did, and some of the stories we were telling off the air about Jay were very off color, things I would never say on the air, but it was told out of love, man. I mean, it was just because, and that's what Jay would have wanted.
Oh yeah.
And
for sure,
I did get confirmation. Someone texted me he was 52 years old.
Okay,
way too young. But he'll definitely be missed. And like I said last night, I got literally hundreds of texts, phone calls, Facebook messages from people from radio is has become such a small community for one reason or another. We could do an entire show on that, but it's become such a small community now, and there's so many people that are out of the business that would love to be in the business if there was a business like it used to be, which it's not. It's not probably going to come back, but people that still had their memories and they wanted to just talk about it. And I mean, social media this morning was because, you know, again, friends with a lot of radio people.
And we know that radio is passion. It's never about money. Never has it been about money for anyone.
Yeah.
Except maybe Howard Stern with his big
deal. Well, when you start making Dale Cooper money, though, that's a different story.
Yeah, you're working on syndicate. You're close, right?
Yeah.
Working on that syndicated.
Yeah, I unpiped from my car this morning, so I don't know if that's necessarily the case.
but yeah, so I just I appreciate, you know, the listeners for letting us get that. I had to do that, and you were one of the first people. You and Steve Z were one of the first people I contacted. I talked to Steve. Steve and Jay were best friends, and I don't know if Steve's listening.
And Steve's
now
wife was basically Jay's wife too, so it was an odd situation.
Yeah,
we won't get into that, of course, but say they were all very close, man. It's very sad.
Yeah, it was indeed. Sears Monument Hotline 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. We'll get back into some more stuff. I want to get your take on some things going on in the news, BT and Cooper as well. This segment of 580 Live is brought to you in part by the Charleston Dirty Birds, your professional baseball team and your destination for affordable family fun all summer long. For more information, visit our website, Dirty Birds Baseball. Baseball.com. The Charleston Dirty Birds are your hometown team. From the Parmar Store Studio, it's 580 Live and a Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses.
Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses are small businesses with big impact, including Generations Physical Therapy and Snap Fitness.
Taylor Books, a place of exploration for over 27 years, featuring literature for all ages, fresh food and coffee, fine art and craft gallery, and live music every weekend. The current art exhibit is a retrospective of the 30-year career of Roane County potter Joe Lung, with over 80 examples of his meticulously crafted black and white porcelain pots. June has great live music performers on Friday and Saturday evenings, and Saturday mornings at 10:30, they offer storytime fun, too. See more online at taylorbooks.com.
Poca Valley Bank, your community bank, is ready to serve you for all of your banking and financial needs. Poca Valley Bank has been serving customers in your community since 1908. Stop by one of their 8 convenient locations in Elkview, Sissonville, Poca, Winfield, Glendenin, Spencer, Walton, and now Kanawha City, and let them become your community bank. Visit Poca Valley online at PocaValleyBank.com to learn more about their personal and business services. Poca Valley Bank, where relationships matter. Member FDIC.
Spring is in the air, and at Thornhill GM Superstore, we have your cure for spring fever. It's a sport utility spring at Thornhill. Hey, it's Sydney inviting you to find new roads to the Thornhill Motor Mile and get you a new 2022 Chevy Equinox with 0% APR for 16 months or $1,000 cash allowance. Or a new 2022 Chevy Trailblazer with 1.9% APR for 60 months. Life is better in a Chevy SUV. Find out why and tag your new SUV at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com or in person, US 119 Chapmanville. The road to total savings starts with Thornhill.
Qualify through GM Financial. See Thornhill for all details.
Hurry, tickets are going fast. Fun for the Arts Wine and Jazz Music Festival, co-presented by Spillman Thomas and Battle, is Saturday, June 25th from 3 to 10 p.m. Early bird tickets are available online at funfortheartswv.org for $30 until June 17th. After June 17th, tickets go up to $40. Tickets can also be purchased at the wine shop at the Capital Market in Charleston. It's Fun for the Arts Wine and Jazz Music Festival, co-presented by Spillman Thomas and Battle, June 25th. Get your tickets today.
From 580 Live, brought to you by the Thornhill Auto Group. Time to trade up to a brand new Ram truck from Thornhill CDJR. Now's the time to switch your new Ram truck into one, I should say. A new Ram truck from Thornhill CDJR. Found a place, model, logo, to visit ThornhillCDJR.com. Community BT is with us. Dale Cooper is our producer today. About 5 minutes left in the show. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. All right, BT, I got to bring you in on this. Your adopted hometown, or I guess, are you a St. Albans guy? I mean, I know you live there, but are you a...
I was born in Charleston, but I have lived most of my life.
Migrated over there. Well, you know, Yak Fest and Tour de Cole are happening today and tomorrow. It was voted Yak Fest was the best outdoor festival in West Virginia. And along with the Tour de Cole events, it's like the big thing over there. I mean, I had Scott James, the mayor, on earlier this week. Thousands and thousands. Are you going to be taking part in those things?
No, I'll be avoiding the traffic.
You just don't seem to me to be the type that's going to be floating on a raft down the river.
Listen, I don't like kayaks, man. I feel like a turtle, like I'm going to flip and die. I don't know how that works, but I would like to get acclimated to a kayak, maybe something that's not like a coffin that floats, but something more I can sit on. And if I have to bail at any time, I could do that.
So basically, you want a recliner on skis is basically what you want, right?
If I could just float on an inner tube like the other fat kids.
I've done an uncomfortable amount of creek floating in my time. I've done this a lot, like different types of things like that. But I'm not a huge – I mean, I like it, but – in my beefier days, like, I was really concerned about that exact, like, flipping over and just, because I'm forever awkward. And when you're forever awkward and you weigh 320 pounds, you're just doing stupid stuff all the time, always putting yourself in danger because you fall out of something, something flips up on you or something like that. So it is something that I wouldn't mind revisiting maybe as a little bit of a lighter person and see if I could, if it wasn't quite such a feat to seem like, because it seemed like every time you move the boat when you waste it, you're like, oh gosh, we're going to flip over any second now. And then if you have people on the boat with you, you're like, am I going to be the person that flips this entire thing over and just ruins everybody's day? That's the type of thing I always thought about.
So and with Coop, Coop divides his time frame into pre-beef, you know, in his beefier days.
Well, it's not easy being in a beefy category.
Well, I just think about, I haven't been on a flight since I lost 150 pounds, you know, so I bet flying is a lot different now, you know, I mean.
Well, the comfort in the seat, definitely.
That's what I mean. I'm sure it still sucks otherwise, but I mean, the seat itself should probably be better.
Being a fat kid riding coach.
Oh my goodness, it's horrible.
Horrible.
Well, we are, one of the other big things is making the news, of course, is the price of gasoline, and I got to get this in real quick. You know, we're giving away 1,000 gallons.
Gallons. $10. Gallons.
1,000 gallons of free gas.
That's like a $10,000 giveaway at this point.
All of our stations are taking part in this with the folks over at Todd, Judy, Ford. And you can stop by and register for that at a variety of places, including West Virginia Eye Consultants, Eddie's Tire, T&A Meats Across Lanes, Anytime Fitness in Elkview, and all the Kanawha Valley locations of Parmar, and both locations of Todd, Judy. Now, you've got between now and July 14th to register for that, and then they're going to choose 5 finalists, and then they'll all show up at Todd, Judy, Ford on July 30th. I was there last year. That was my first ever experience having done that, and it was wild. It really was. I mean, so I think one person's going to win 1,000 gallons of free gas.
That's, and I just bought a truck, so that would be that would be such a beautiful thing.
And it's a good time. There's tons of other prizes there too.
Oh, yeah.
So you register, we call you out, then you come down to the event. If you're one of the pre-winners, basically, you get an invite to the event. You come down to the event. Not only can you win the 500 gallons of gas from us, the 500 gallons of gas from Todd Judy, you can also win things like tickets to Reds games, concert tickets, Power Park tickets for things going on with the Dirty Birds. There's all kinds of great stuff that'll be going on.
And it's one of the few
events.
And if
you win those Reds tickets, you'll want to talk to the guy that won the gas.
Yeah,
for sure.
Exactly. Yeah, true, right.
And it is one of the few events that we do that all the stations are there. I mean every all, you know,
B100, bigger the prize.
We're all going to be there. It's going to be a great time. All right.
Festival.
BT, thank you so much, man.
Thanks for having me back.
Jim Strawn. Enjoy Live on the Levee tonight. Also, Hannah from the Kanawha Charleston Humane Association as well. Go take a look at Brennan's picture on Dave Allen Radio on Facebook and also at Dave 70 on Twitter. If BT hasn't already made arrangements to adopt Brennan, he's available for adoption. Talk Line is coming up. Coop, thank you so much.
I will be
back in on Monday. RIP, Big Papa.
580 WCHS AM, 96.5 FM Charleston, and 104.5 Cross Lanes, a WVRC media station. We're proud to live here, too.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Kids as young as 6 months old are a step closer to being eligible for COVID-19 vaccines. It's after the FDA signed off on the vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. It's a crucial need, says Dr. Darian Sutton, an ABC medical contributor.
We have seen more than, and specifically in this age group, more than 30,000 hospitalizations and more than 400 deaths, making COVID more harmful for children under 5 than any outbreak of the flu in the last decade.
It's now on to the CDC, and if Director Rochelle Walensky signs off, the shots could be available as soon as next week. There was good news regarding the pandemic from a study conducted in the